Hi there, Dylan Gallagher here, founder of Emily Now with another Emily Now episode. Our goal is to help you increase your profits and increase the value of your business so that your business can do more. And these episodes tend to be based around concepts to help you do that. And today's episode is entitled, What Would It Take to Double Your Revenue? Now, this is a surprisingly easy question for me to answer. Surprisingly, I think I said that right. That often is hard for other entrepreneurs or business owners to answer. And so, just to build out some context, I spend most of my days during the week talking with small to medium-sized businesses that are either trying to fix a problem, take advantage of an opportunity, or understand what their options are in either of those categories. So all I'm doing is talking about finance and margins and profit and value and trying to provide creative solutions to some of the challenges that businesses are facing. And obviously on our platform, we see requests come through where people are looking for money or businesses are looking for money. And so anyway, these conversations produce some very interesting ideas. And when I ask the question, what would it take to double your revenue? Oftentimes, a business owner or an entrepreneur will step back, pause, and then proceed to tell me they don't know. So that's problematic for a couple of reasons. First of all, in my experience, and I can speak from personal experience in this regard, that many business owners, once you get over the hump of paying your bills, and once you are no longer responsible for every aspect of your business and you have important people and smart people doing jobs and you trust them, and as the leader or the business owner or the entrepreneur, your job should be to set course, set strategy, and then lead your team to helping your company get there. However, once you get over that hurdle of, do we have a business? Can we make money? Do we have margin? Do we have a little bit of cash in the bank? Or even if maybe you're having problems, maybe your business is underwater, maybe it's backwards, or maybe it's experiencing some economic or some trouble as a result of an economic downturn or some problems in the economy. Not being able to answer the question, what would it take to double our revenue? Is problematic because it tells you a little bit about the state of mind that you operate your business in. And as I was about to say, once you've proven to yourself that you have a business and you have a staff, oftentimes you'll start moving into defense mode, meaning you don't want to lose what it is you've built. And so the energy and the effort and the risks that you were prepared to take to get to a certain point are no longer on the table, because I think human behavior would dictate that we don't want to lose what we've worked so hard to get. And so we stop thinking big and we start thinking defensively as entrepreneurs and business owners. And so when I ask a question like, what would it take to double your revenue? That line of thinking usually isn't even within the headspace of the owner, of the entrepreneur, or of the leader, because they've oftentimes either got their hands so tightly around the business, you know, everyone is rolling up to them and reporting to them and they have to make 1,000 decisions and no one can do anything unless they say so, or they're exactly the other way and they've checked out and their staff and their team are left just to sort of maintain the business as it is. But if you want to increase the profit of your business, if you ultimately want to increase the value of your business, you have to have an answer to that question. How are you going to double your revenue? From a math perspective, the answer to doubling your revenue is either going to be increasing your prices, is going to be increasing your customer base, or some combination of that. It might even involve introducing a brand new product or service, leveraging the existing resources and value of your business into a new product line. Not necessarily a new business, but a new product line or a new offering of services. But you have to know what the answer to that question is. Now, for those of you that are listening to the podcast or watching this video, you might say, Dylan, I got it. I'm good. To which I would say, great. Then hit fast forward or listen to the previous episode or just hang out and wait for the next one. But for those of you that are listening or watching and don't have an answer to that question, I would really challenge you to consider it, because it inevitably opens up an entirely different line of thinking and it starts to open up the dialogue around how do we start putting some strategies together to achieve that. By asking that question and by answering that question, it doesn't necessarily mean that by next Friday, you're going to have it figured out. But if you're the business owner or the entrepreneur charged with the task of leading your business into the future, to the next level, to be more valuable, then you gotta have an answer to that. You have to know how you're gonna do that. And it's not just about let's do more of the same and hope for the best. That's a strategy, but it's not the best strategy. If you pay attention to what's happening in business news, if you pay attention to a lot of the technology outlets that are producing great content on what's happening in the innovation and creativity, there is a race right now for businesses because technology has enabled businesses to be so nimble. There's a race right now for businesses to just keep leapfrogging their competitors and for leaders to really get an advanced run in the marketplace. I believe that I believe it's going to become more obvious in the future, not so much today in the year 2017, but I do believe in the nearest future that businesses honestly will either be the leader in a given niche, and they'll have to define a niche, they'll have to define a customer, and they'll have to be a leader in that marketplace in order to be really profitable, or they're going to be spending all of their effort and energy just trying to keep up with the leader. I think that businesses that are sort of able to exist because there isn't really a lot of competitive pressure, I think that those businesses are going to slowly die. Only businesses that are either copying the leader or are being the leader will continue to survive. And my thought process behind that is because technology has enabled businesses to move much, much, much faster. Businesses can process information quicker. They can be more efficient with how they deliver their service or their product to customers, which means the people employed in their business are able to produce higher value work. So more around the analysis and troubleshooting and kind of human part of a business, that becomes easier and easier to do. So businesses that are answering the question, how do we double our revenue? They're just gonna go faster and faster and faster. And the businesses that are choosing not to even think like that are just gonna find themselves out of business in the coming years. That's just, you know, it's my own thought. You may not agree with that opinion for lots of sound reasons, but the reason I thought that this topic was important for this particular episode is because it is very rare for me to meet with small and medium-sized businesses, entrepreneurs, management teams that are thinking along the lines of how do we double our revenue? They're really thinking about how do we just maintain our revenue, or they'll be very pompous or have a huge bravado around how great they are. And when you look at their revenues from year to year to year, they're pretty consistent, you know, maybe up a little bit, but nothing worth gloating about, certainly. I mean, there's nothing worse than having a business that does $15 million a year or $10 million a year and can't get past that point. A business that is in that moment really does have to work hard to try and get to the next level, whatever that is. Maybe that's $25 million or maybe that's $50 million. But businesses that hover around a $10 million gross revenue number, that can be a tough spot to be in because you have to bear enough cost and there's enough people involved and there's enough moving parts that you as the owner, the ownership group, or the entrepreneur, you gotta spend a lot of time managing all of that. And the result that gets produced at the end of the day might be okay. I mean, you know, a business that's doing $10 million of gross revenue with a 10% net margin is producing $1 million. You know, that's not a bad check. But compared to what could be possible, if you've gotten to $10 million or $15 million, or you're on your way to $10 million, you probably have a lot of resources and investments that your business has made into technology, into people, into brand, into process that could be leveraged if you would just be able to answer the question, how do we double our revenue? How do we get to 20 million? How do we get to 30 million? So I thought I just wanted to chat about that today because it's an obvious question once you hear it, but the answer isn't obvious because it really does take the brain power and the thought process that really only the leadership team or the entrepreneur, the business owner can provide. But it's a question worth thinking about, even if you don't share it with anyone, even if you don't talk to a guy like me and say, how do we do that? What would that actually look like? If you're rolling around in your car or you're visiting with customers or chatting with staff or you're out on the weekend with your kids or your friends, you should be thinking about that. Like, what would that actually look like? And now that I've said it, you won't be able to not think about it and to try and answer it. And I would even, you know, for those of you that are listening that maybe aren't entrepreneurs or business owners, I would challenge you to answer the same question. You know, how can you double your efforts? What would it take to double your efforts? And then do you have the opportunity to go and meet with the people that you're accountable to say, hey, here's what I'm going to need to do this. How can you help me do it? And is the company interested in helping me do that? Because I'd love to see this company, you know, get to the next level based on the contribution that I can make. So what would it take for your business to double its revenue? What I know for sure is it takes a lot of thinking, takes some creativity, might even take some innovation. It's most likely gonna take some capital, so we'd love to help you with that. Visit emilynow.ca, that's makinglifeeasiernow.ca, MLENOW.ca, and take a look to see what kind of options you're gonna need. And we've got lots of different kinds of plans that we can come alongside your business and help you get the capital that you need. But there's no point going to get capital if you don't know where you're trying to get to, whether that's a good thing because you're trying to grow, or you're trying to solve a problem, or you find yourself in a difficult situation. We can help you with that, but there's no point in getting our help if you don't know where your destination or where your goalposts have been set. So, something to think about. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Make sure that if you know some entrepreneurs or business owners, you let them know about our content, because our goal is honestly to help businesses increase their profits, increase their value so that they can do more. To us, doing more means giving back to the community around you. It means investing in new opportunities for growth, and it also means saving for the future, because you never really know what the future might hold. So that's it. We'll have some more content out in the next, within, you know, our goal is to get something out a couple of times a month. So we hope that you listen and tune in to the next episode or video. Until then, have a good one.